Seems like just about everyone is talking about the flu. Dr. Matthew Davis is chief medical executive for the State Health Department, and he's a professor at the University of Michigan. Popular buzz has this pegged as a pretty miserable flu season, doctor. Are the statistics backing this up?
They are, Cindy. Unfortunately, there are a couple reasons that when you come into the season, we might have it tough. One is that there's a natural cycle to flu, where we tend to have a couple seasons that are a little easier on us in terms of the levels of flu illness. It's always a deadly illness for some, but we do have some seasons that are a bit easier than others. The last two seasons have been a little lighter in terms of the numbers of cases and numbers of hospitalizations.
Why is that?
We in the medical and public health communities can't pinpoint why that would be. It probably has something to do with the particular strains that are out there, and also, importantly, the match of the vaccine to the strains. That brings us to point number two. Every February, flu experts at the CDC and the WHO, the World Health Organization, get together and say, what strains of flu do we think are going to be circulating in the United States and Europe, in other words, in the Northern Hemisphere, in that subsequent fall and winter like we're in right now? Mm-hmm. They have to make that decision in February because it takes 6 months to grow the vaccine in chick eggs. And so that time lag from February to the actual season makes it possible that we can see a new strain emerge in that time. And that's exactly what's happened this year. We have a strain that's called the Texas strain. They give each strain a mm-hmm. name. This is influenza A Texas that's in the vaccine. There's a new influenza A strain called Switzerland that started to appear in March. And so here we are in December, January, really seeing this upsweep in the number of cases of flu, lots of hospitalizations, and we have a mismatched vaccine this season.
Oh, that must have been just a dough, like Homer Simpson would say, when they realized that this A Switzerland was taking off after they'd prepared for A Texas.
It's very challenging, as you can imagine, and most years the match mm-hmm. is excellent. This year, as happens every 5 or 6 years, we get caught by Mother Nature with what's called antigenic drift, which just means, in layman's terms, we have a new strain to deal with.
Mother Nature had a better idea, different idea.
Exactly right.
Clearly, you can't come up with a vaccine for Switzerland, for A Switzerland. Should those of us who have not already gotten the vaccine, should we bother with getting the one this year for A Texas?
We should, and here's why. First of all, A Switzerland and A Texas are in the same family. They are quite related, although they can be distinguished in the laboratory. What that means is, and we know this from previous seasons where there hasn't been an exact match, we expect that the vaccine is going to give some benefit, although not as much benefit as if there were an exact match. Furthermore, depending upon which vaccine you got, either the 3-strain version or the 4-strain version, there are other types of flu that the vaccine protects you against. For example, H1N1 flu. That was back in our communities last year. We aren't seeing quite as much of it this year, but we have had cases of H1N1 flu here in Michigan and in other parts of the United States. We also have types of influenza B that are in the vaccine. We have seen cases of influenza B. So the vaccine does give benefit in these years where it's not a perfect match. It isn't quite as much benefit as we have seen in other years.
Dr. Davis, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Matthew Davis, Chief Medical Executive for the State Health Department, also a professor at the University of Michigan.